昨天那个人问呢，说他有几个看不见的朋友，他说他看不见的朋友坏话，他说他看不见的朋友就跑了，就不来了啊。那看不见的朋友都跑，那么看得见的更不高兴了啊。所以啊，这叫两舌，两舌呀 啊并不是一个口里头长了两个舌头，就是啊说两种话啊，挑拨离间啊，这叫啊这个食恶。你这食恶不做就是食善，所以俺们教佛法的人就是啊停止这个食恶，奉行食善。
There are four evil committed with the mouth. The first is irresponsible speech, speech in which deviant knowledge and views are expressed, rather than proper knowledge and views. The second is false speech, that is lying. The third is abusive speech, that is scolding people. Double-tongued speech involves talking about the faults of one person to another person, and then relating the second person's faults to the first party. Do you know what Lee said about you? He says to John. And then to Lee he says, Do you know what insulting things John has been saying about you? This is like the question yesterday about the invisible playmates. She said they disappeared as soon as the child started to slander them. If invisible friends disappeared as soon as the child started to slander them, you can bet that the visible ones would be even more upset. Now, double-tongued definitely doesn't mean that in one mouth you have grown two tongues. It means that you speak in two different ways. You cause dissension and generally create trouble. All these kinds of bad karma together form the 10 evils. Not committing the 10 evils is called practicing the 10 good acts. Students of the Buddha Dharma, stop doing the 10 evils. Always practice the 10 good acts.
那么这个施恶施善，再把它总结来就是三业，身口意三业要清净。你三业清净了，所以呀、这三种罪业就都没有了。阿弥念佛呀的人发愿要同我们念佛的人大家都有一种感应现前，时时啊都有一种感应现前。等我们到临命终的时候，这西方极乐世界的这一切的境界很清楚的现在我们眼前。所以呀、见着念佛的人和听见念佛的人都啊要精进修行，一起啊都升到极乐世界去这是啊俺们念佛人呢应该有的这种思想。
The ten evils and the ten good acts are created through the three karmas of body, mouth and mind. When the three karmas are pure, you will not commit the three types of bad karma. We who recite the Buddha's name should make vows together to have a response manifest before us at all times. That is, when we approach the end of our lives, all the various qualities of the land of ultimate bliss will appear very distinctly before our eyes. As a result, people who see and hear the recitation of the Buddha's name will all cultivate vigorously, and all be born in the land of ultimate bliss together. We who recite the Buddha's name should have this aspiration.
这有没有什么问题啊？
You got a question? Or doesn't? 师父果戒要问戒一个问题，戒律，这三个问题，还有三个问题。第一个问题就是这个淫欲这个问题，他要他请师傅愿不愿意说明这个淫欲 这个关系，这个是不是要戒所有的这个男人和女人的关系，回执啊、就是不服啊、两个人有是不是有一定的要损失的规矩啊、看他很坦白他自己的情形，他和他的女朋友他的太太他们也没有被这个什么牧师什么什么这个神父被结婚的，可是他说他在他们的心里他们一定是结过婚，他们是不会和其他的男人其他的女人来有什么关系，他们是
这就可以。
Question: Please clarify some things about the precepts. Does the precept against sexual misconduct prohibit all sexual conduct between men and women, or does it allow it between husband and wife? My girlfriend and I are not officially married, but in our minds we are already married, and it's very clear to us that we're not going to have sexual relations outside of our relationship.
That's fine.
第二这个问题就是打妄语，他说有一个境界名字就叫不说话也打妄语，好像我们美国政府在越南就实行一个犯法的战争，一个法律的一个战争，可是所有美国民国民没有说不要做，没有借他们这个政府的人打仗的人以为这个没有说话就是赞成，就是美国民国就是赞成他们他要问，如果你不说服这个恶的行为，那就是不是好像你赞成，这个是不是不说话而打妄语？
是这样，可是这样，但是你说话再也打妄语还好一点。能不说话这个打妄语，当然这是也不合法。那么你要说话打妄语，这是更不合法。那么希望是没有这个事情。要是自己力量做不到的呢，那不是我的，也不管我的事情。这关于打妄语这个事情。因为你一个人的力量没有法子把所有的人打妄语都叫做不打。
As to the precept of not lying, there is the so-called lie of silence. For example, the American government would allow us to make war on Vietnam because the people of this country did not stand up to say it was not all right to do that. So if those officials say, well, we're doing fine, because no one says we're not doing fine. If you don't stand up and speak out against evil, then you're complying with the forces that bring it about. Is being silent in this case a form of lying?
Yes, it is. But it is still a little better than actually speaking a lie.Of course, lying through silence is not allowed, but actually speaking a lie is even less correct. It is to be hoped that such things would not occur. But if you are not able to keep these precepts, that is none of my business. It is beyond the power of one individual to single-handedly stop all people from lying.
第三就是问题就是饮酒不是喝酒这个问题，他查字典查看这个 intoxicant 这个酒换成英文就叫 intoxicant 这有什么根本，这个字字的根本就是毒，有毒的事情。他说在美国大多数的人吃的饭有很多毒在里面， 比方说咖啡，这个咖啡里面有一个 caffeine， 这个很厉害，一个药。还有人参，这个也算是个药。还有这是个蘑菇，他对于这个蘑菇很有兴趣，好像他说这个蘑菇名字叫 peyote， 就是一种蘑菇。这个中离世以来，很多人吃这个蘑菇当作一个工具，一个令你的神随着你的修行发展一点一个工具。这个特别是美国印第安人，把这个当作一个法门，可以令人一心专心，也可以说有毒。
这个蘑菇，你这样讲，这个蘑菇有一种蘑菇，我都吃过那种蘑菇。我守孝的时候，那时候没有东西吃，我在那个附近找了一个蘑菇，那么吃了。吃了这个蘑菇，我吃了就孝，这叫孝菇。吃了很欢喜孝。我相信他们一定很有用。
回
头这个国家都有这种蘑菇。
And it's probably here too. Same.
但是我也不记得是个什么样子。吃下去以后，我也没有再吃过，也没有再见过。我那天就吃那一个，就吃那一个蘑菇。
Question: As for intoxicants, I looked that word up, and the root word is toxin. There are a lot of toxins in our food. Monosodium glutamate.And other chemicals are sneaked into our food. The caffeine in the coffee we drink is a drug. Ginseng has drugs in it. On the other side of it, peyote, although it has toxins in it, it's a spiritual tool that's traditionally been used by the American Indians for a long, long time. And it's a Dharma door, so to speak,that leads to single-mindedness.
I've eaten that kind of mushroom. Back in the days when I was practicing filial piety by my mother's grave, I ate that kind of mushroom, and it made me want to laugh. That's called the laughing mushroom. After you eat it, you have a strong urge to laugh. I think this mushroom is quite commonplace. They are probably here in this country too, but I don't remember what they look like.After I ate it that time, I never ate that kind of mushroom again, nor did I see them again. I just ate that one mushroom.
翻译他所说的，
最后他说，这个戒酒，因为吃的饭里面很多毒，咖啡、人参。也可以算是里边有毒的这个事情。那么很多人把这个蘑菇当作修行的工具，你当作一个法门，修他们所修的道。师傅对这个有什么意见？应该怎么样？
这个所以戒它的原因，就因为它能令人狂滥，能令人呢发狂。能令人呢做一些个颠倒的事情。如果你用少少的不颠倒，这是可以。但是啊，就怕你啊有少耳朵，你用了少，觉得喝酒吧，拿喝酒来说，喝一杯，再喝一杯，觉得还没有醉。那喝酒的人他不承认自己醉。他就醉了，他也说他没有醉，啊，我见着很多喝酒的人呢，都是这样的，喝了还想要喝，喝了还想要喝，就因为这样子，所以说要戒。如果能少少的拿它当药来用，你有病，你有毛病，用它来治病，这是可以。如果你没有毛病，没有病，就不需要用这个药。这个人参，他方才说这个人参，这人参没有毒的。人参呢，这个它这个那个性是甜的。人参为甘，大补元气，它补气，止渴生津，调容养胃。
Question. There are many poisons in the food we eat, like coffee and ginseng. A lot of people use mushrooms as a means of cultivation of the way, or as a dharma door. Does the Venerable Master have any suggestion? What should we do?
The reason for the precept against taking intoxicants is that intoxicating substances can make people go insane. They can make people go crazy and act in upside-down ways. If you take a small amount and it doesn't confuse you, that's okay. It's only to be feared that you start out taking a little, but you end up taking a lot. For example, people who drink alcohol may start out with one glass, then drink another glass because they don't realize they are tipsy. People who drink usually won't admit that they are drunk. Even if they are drunk, they say they aren't. I've seen a lot of people who are like that. They drink a little, and then some more, and then more. That's the reason for the precept. If you use a little bit as medicine to cure an illness, it is acceptable. If you are not sick, then you don't need to use this medicine. Just now, ginseng was mentioned. Ginseng is not poisonous. It is sweet in nature. Ginseng has a sweet flavor and is very bolstering to the constitution. It quenches thirst, helps to produce saliva, regulates the complexion, and nurtures the stomach.
人参没有这个，它这个那个性是甜的，人参味甘，大补元气，它补气，止渴生津，调容养胃，它能止渴，你吃了它有什么好处呢？你要很渴的，吃了它不渴了，生津，能生津液，津液就是这口水的津液，叫津液。它大补元气，元气就是呢，那个最初生出来那一点气，那个气的根本，那叫元气。你这个人呢，这个丹田这个气，这叫中气，这叫中气，就是中国的中。那个元气呀，就是生中气的那个气，叫元气。那个气的元，气的那一个开始，那叫元气，他这个人参呢是补那个气的，你这个人气不够，气力不够，气力不足，吃人参呢，你这个气够了，所以在中国，很多的法师讲经的时候都要喝人参茶，喝这个人参茶，就是讲这个伤气呀，他又补上了，又补气了。
Ginseng is not poisonous. It is sweet in nature. Ginseng has a sweet flavor and is very bolstering to the constitution. It quenches thirst, helps to produce saliva, regulates the complexion, and nurtures the stomach. What advantages does it have? If you are thirsty and you eat it, it will quench your thirst. It also produces saliva. It nourishes your inherited constitution. The qi, or energy, in your dantian is called central energy. The inherited constitution is the energy that gives rise to your central energy. It is the source of energy. Ginseng bolsters your energy. If you are weak, eat some ginseng, and you will feel invigorated. Many Chinese Dharma masters, when they give lectures, have to drink ginseng tea because lecturing drains their energy. And the ginseng tea helps to replenish it.
那么，这是人参味甘，大补元气，止渴生津。他呢，吃了他不渴了。你要是很渴的，吃了他就不渴了。调容养胃，调容，容就是血，胃就是气。这个调容呢，就是调和这个血，养胃就是养这个气。它能养气的，这是人参。你每一个药材，你要知道它有什么作用，不是乱吃的，不是说是这个吃点这个吃点那个，你没有病吃药那反而有病了。那个药是治病的， 要是没有病呢，不需要那个药。说我觉得太累了，我觉得很疲倦，要吃点毒药，他就不疲倦了。那是啊，这个你疲倦，你休息休息就会好了，不需要吃药。
So, ginseng has a sweet flavor, and is very bolstering to the constitution. It quenches thirst, helps to produce saliva. If you are very thirsty, drink ginseng, and it will cure your thirst.It regulates the complexion and nurtures the stomach. Regulating the complexion means regulating the blood, and nurturing the stomach means nurturing one's energy. That's ginseng. You have to know the functions of each medicinal herb. You can't just take a little of this and a little of that. If you do that, then even if you were healthy to begin with, you could end up getting sick.Medicines are for curing sickness. If you aren't sick, you don't need to take them. Some people say, I feel tired. I think I'll take some drug to make my tiredness go away. If you feel tired, just take a rest, and then you'll be fine. You don't need to take medicine.
调容三味，就是调
容
养
胃。
调容是不说是调
和的
调。学调和
融是血
it harmonizes blood, you could say, or
让那个血流通啊，很正常的，不会有好像那个沟，那胖子有什么东西塞住了，连这个血也是，要是它流通很正常的，就不会有病。
Question.Regulating the complexion refers to regulating blood.
It regulates the blood so that the blood circulates well and doesn't get clogged up like a sewage pipe. If a person has good blood circulation, he will not get sick.
还有谁要问问题呢？
More questions?
What about
the question is, What about ginseng during meditation sessions? 敲法是要知道打坐的时候发生打气这个是不是一个合适的时候吃一点人参会不会也不算生病治病的这个原因
就是你帮助你修行
helps your cultivation is the answer to that question
或者你这个气这个气血不这个腿睡觉睡得多了那么吃点人参呢叫你会卡的你这个腿
If your legs tend to go to sleep a lot If you eat a little 人参 then your legs wake up
Question What about taking ginseng during Chan sessionsIs it appropriate to take ginseng at that time? Does it count as curing illness?
It helps your cultivation. If your legs tend to go to sleep a lot, you can take some ginseng to help them wake up. That's okay.
Question. We ate some ginseng here. It creates a very yang state.That some people have a hard time handling. The tide flow will block up in the shoulders or the back for a while, and some people were uncomfortable with that yang state. I find that just by hanging on for a while, the blockage will stop. Is there some exercise you can do or some other medicine that can be taken together with it?
在这儿给很多人机会时时吃这个人参修行那么他有很多人感觉有这个感觉这个阳比较这个人参很阳的有几个人觉得一点不舒服因为他们的气好像师傅刚刚说塞了或者有什么障碍特别在这个肩膀或者在这个地方没有习惯他要 师傅来说明有没有什么应该吃的方法，或者可以同时吃两种药，吃人参又加上另外一种药品，或者应该怎么样吃，如果觉得不舒服，吃了以后就觉得不舒服，好像太阳。
是啊，那太阳就不需要吃，就不需要吃。因为你这个人身体过犹不及，你太过了和那个你太强了和那个太软弱了是一样的，不要太过了啊，你就是取乎中道就可以了。你譬如你能拿动100磅的力量，你吃了人参拿150磅，这个是太过了，不需要那样。
If it's too yang for someone, he doesn't need to take it. With the human body, excess is as bad as deficiency. Too strong is as bad as being too weak. Don't overdo it. Just follow the middle path. For example, if you can carry 100 pounds and you take some ginseng so you can carry 150 pounds, that's going overboard.
像这一杯水你满了就可以了，不要叫它流到外边。流到外边和它不满是一样的。
If you have a cup, you want to fill it up full. If you fill it up over the top and it leaks out over the edge, then it's the same as not being full.
那么觉得身体这个气不够，这个气不足了，说话这个声音也说不大了，声音很小的。不能说这个声音不能大，或者呀这个总而言之就中气不足，好像走路呀，这都是中气不足的啊。那么这样的时候啊，吃它会补气，不是个个人没有病就吃那个，没有病呢吃少少，一个礼拜呀不，一个月吃一次已经就不少了，啊，不能天天吃的。一次就是吃，好像这个人参，真正的人参呢，只吃有1钱呢、2钱那么多，就是大约1/2盎司那样。他说这是在这个冬天的时候，这三个月可以吃，其余的时候都不要吃了。
And especially the 3 months in the winter, you want to eat it the 3 months in the winter. The rest of the time of the year, you don't need them, shouldn't.
If you have a cup, you want to fill it up full. But if you keep pouring after it is full and it overflows, it's the same as not being full.Suppose you feel very weak and lacking in energy, so your voice is very soft, and you can't speak any louder. If your vital energy is weak, and you pant when you walk, then ginseng can help to bolster your energy. It's not the case that everyone should take ginseng, especially when they are not sick. If one is not sick, then one should take it very sparingly. Even once a month is already quite substantial.One should not take it every day. If one is taking pure ginseng, one should only take 1 or 2 qian, or about 1/2 ounce, and one should take ginseng only in the 3 winter months, not during the rest of the year.
好了啊，那好了，我们要送这个牌位了。
Time to send off the ghost box.有另外一个问题。杨，各位。
Question: As to the precept against taking life as it relates to not eating meat, I want to ask how we can live without taking life. Plants, for example, seem to have a higher consciousness than most animals. They have a consciousness that's everywhere at once.They display emotions such as fear and recognize individuals. Personally, I don't feel any more comfortable eating plants than I do eating animals. According to scientific experiments, you can pinch one plant here and its partner will feel the pain at exactly the same time, even though it is 1,000 miles away. Since they have emotions, how can we kill and eat them any more easily than we can kill and eat animals? How can we stay alive in this world?
师父，果为，要请师父说明这个第一戒不杀生这个问题，就是师父讲的只有众生，这只动物。 第一戒不杀生这个问题，就是师父讲的只有众生这只动物，没有谈到植物。果为对于这些个植物有特别的想法，他说这个植物有他们的这个巴士的这个高度比很多众生更高的。 他讲的，他这个植物，他们能够受到这个怕这个感觉，怕有这些个植物也会认识人，他们好像认识的，他们也有这个fear plants as fear and they recognize people and what else did you say? 就是他们的这些个好像巴士或者六士。 都是同时都在到处都在，同时都在这些个植物。不但是他就是国威的这个感想，还有这些个科学的经验实验过。比方说有一个植物，就把它隔了，另外一个植物离第一个植物很远很远，也受到这个痛苦。就是这个同时。 同时同受，他说他对于这个植物，有好像情感，他会发这个情感的感觉，所以他要问，他就是他说他对于杀生杀动物和这个杀植物的感觉是差不多一样的。
人在世间应该怎么样住，应该怎么样生活，不要杀生，这样子。这个有生命的，这个生灵要有情。一切的植物呢，要无情，土木瓦石，就像这个石头啊，你看它是无情，但是它都是活的。 但是他那活的，这个就是少一点，不是具足的，好像人有八十啊，他那个虽然说有也有感觉，但是他不具足的，所以这叫顽石，虽然顽石啊都有情感。
That which has a life is said to be sentient. Plants are said to be insentient. This includes the earth, wood, rocks, and minerals. Rocks may appear insentient, but they are alive. Their life is a bit less, however. It's not as complete, and they cannot be compared with human beings, who have 8 consciousnesses. Although we can say that plants have some sort of awareness, it is incomplete. That's why we have the term senseless rocks. Although they are said to be senseless, they actually do have emotional feelings.
为什么证明呢在中国有个道生法师在这个虎丘山那地方讲经就讲这个涅槃经他问这个涅槃经呢前半部说的这个禅体无佛性这个道生法师就说禅体也有佛性那个当时他这么讲呢所有的法师都反对他 说那个经上明明讲的禅体无佛性，你怎么可以说有佛性呢？ 那么就叫所有的人不要听他讲经，他就到那个山里头对着石头讲，对着石头讲呢，说我说禅体有佛性，你们说对不对？啊，那么这个顽石呢都点头，啊，这叫顽石点头，真功说法，顽石点头，由这个证明呢。
Although they are said to be senseless, they actually do have emotional feelings. What proof is there? In China, Dharma Master Dao Sheng lectured on the Nirvana Sutra at Huqi Mountain. The first half of the Nirvana Sutra said that Ichantikas, that is, unbelievers, did not have the Buddha nature. Dharma Master Dao Sheng said, Ichantikas also have the Buddha nature. When he said that, all the other Dharma Masters objected. The sutra plainly says that Ichantikas don't have the Buddha nature. How can you say that they do? And they told everyone to avoid his lectures. So he went up to Huqi Mountain and lectured to the rocks. He addressed them saying, I say that Ichantikas have the Buddha nature. What do you say? At that point, the rocks nodded their heads. It is said, when Sheng, the Venerable, spoke the Dharma, even the rocks nodded their heads. This proves that insentient things, such as rocks, also have the Buddha nature.
就是无情的呢也有佛性那个石头都有佛性但是在这个世界上啊怎么样生存呢这个要是问详细了说啊你就吃植物都是杀生不过它轻一点点你如果不吃呢你自己也不会活的 这个比较啊，没有那么伤这个慈悲心，没有那个慈悲心不那么受伤。那么你要显很这个显明的去杀生吃生灵的肉呢，这个对自己的慈悲心呢，是受伤的，没有就是生嗔恨心，没有慈悲心，慈悲心呢就轻一点，嗔恨心就重一点。
This proves that insentient things, such as rocks, also have the Buddha nature. Well then, how can one remain alive in this world? If you were to be very strict in your interpretation, then even eating plants is killing. But it's a bit less serious. If you did not eat, you could not stay alive. Killing vegetables is less offensive to one's compassionate sensibilities than wantonly killing animals for food. Killing animals creates thoughts of hatred, not of compassion. Your compassion grows lighter, while your hatred increases.
他问这个问题都很难答复的，很不容易的，这个，这是为了他的这个answer question。
This question is pretty tough to answer.
His question is pretty tough to answer.
有什么证明这个植物也有它有生命呢？但是它没有血没有气。就这个人参呢，要是和人参过了1500年，它会变成人形，会变成一个小孩子各处跑的。
多长的时间？
1500年以上。
What further proves that plants have sentience is the or that the plants are alive even though they may not have sentience is the fact that Renshun, if it lives to be 1,500 years old, can turn into a human being, can turn into a child that runs around and plays.
这叫神仙。
That's called a spirit. Spirit.
Immortal.
Since plants have no blood or breath, how can we prove that they have life? Ginseng, for example, after 1,500 years, can turn into a human being. It can transform into a child and run around. These transformations are called ginseng immortals.
我一直是有这样的想法，说在印度他们说有分类，社会上人的社会上分类，打仗的这个最高类他们是专门吃肉的，读书的不吃肉。他说他有对他的看法来说，吃了一碗饭这么多的这个种子，就是你上或者你杀怎么这么多的众生，这个比吃一个众生为之一个鹿一个东西一个动物，这个就多得多了。
这一个动物的身上啊，有百千万亿那么多的植物，百千万亿那么多的植物，这个植物啊，就是那个动物的分开。这个一切的这个畜生是人分开，人这个灵啊分开做这个畜生了，畜生这个灵又分开了，就做在分的最小最小的时候就做那个植物去了。他那个植物所有那一种感觉，就是原来那个畜生分去的。那个虽然那么多，但是集中起来也没有那一个畜生那么多。
Question: In some people's view, when you eat one bowl of rice, you take the life of all the grains of rice, whereas eating the meat of, say, one deer, you take only one animal's life.
On the body of one single animal are 100,000, in fact several million, little organisms. These organisms are fragments of what was once an animal. All animals are fragments of the consciousnesses of people. The spirit of a human being at death may split up to become many animals. One person can become about 10 animals. That's why animals are so stupid. The spirit of an animal can split up and become, in its smallest division, an organism or plant. The feelings which plants have then are what separated from the animal's spirit when it split up at death. Although the life force of a large number of plants may appear sizable, it is not as great as that of a single animal or a single mouthful of meat.
为什么他去做植物了呢？就因为他不信佛教。
Why did they go and become plants? It's because they didn't believe in Buddhism.
一个人要是变畜生的时候，就可以变十几个畜生。
When a person becomes an animal, they can become 10. A person can divide up, split up into 10 animals.
分开做的。所以他就愚痴了吗？
That's why they're stupid. That's why animals are stupid or ignorant.
那个植物所有那一种感觉，就是原来那个畜生分去的。那个虽然那么多，但是集中起来也没有那一个畜生那么多，没有你吃那一口肉那么多。
although there are so many of them, in a bowl of rice, for instance, that's, I added that, although there are so many plants, when you add them all up and put them all together, they don't even make the sentience of one animal, or one bite of meat, one mouthful of meat. The sentience involved there in all of the plants put together don't equal the sentience involved in one mouthful of meat.
你不知你你这个为什么这样说？你要开开这个无眼的人呢，你一看就知道了。没有开无眼睛、没有眼睛的人呢，怎么说你也不懂的。
How can you say this? Well, if you can open your five eyes, anybody who opens his five eyes can see this very clearly. But if you can't, if you don't have your five eyes open, then you won't have any way of knowing this for sure.
怎么样说你也不相信，因为你没有做那个植物呢。
No matter how we explain it, there's no way you can believe it. Why is this? Well, because you've never been a plant.
Why did they become an organism? Because they did not believe in Buddhism. All animals are fragrance of the consciousnesses of people. The spirit of a human being at death may split up to become many animals.One person can become about 10 animals. That's why animals are so stupid. The spirit of an animal can split up and become, in its smallest division, an organism or plant. The feelings which plants have then are what separated from the animal spirit when it split up at death. Although the life force of a large number of plants may appear sizable,It is not as great as that of a single animal or a single mouthful of meat. If you open your five eyes, you can know this at a glance. If you haven't opened your five eyes, no matter how one tries to explain it to you, you won't understand. No matter how it's explained, you won't believe it, because you haven't been a plant.
你看它是那么多，但是它不够那一个畜生的那好像这一粒米啊，这个植物的那么百千万粒米不够啊，那个畜生那个肉的一粒米那么多的那个的性多呢，它这叫性化灵参。性化灵参，就化的最小最小去做植物了，啊，所以那个不同的。
Although the life force of a large number of plants may appear sizable, it is not as great as that of a single animal or a single mouthful of meat. Take, for example, rice.Tens of billions of grains of rice do not contain as much life force as a bit of meat the size of a grain of rice. At death, the nature changes, the spirit scatters, and its smallest fragments become plants. Thus, there is a difference between eating plants and eating animals.
那个植物，它好像这个草也有生命。从春天生出，到时候它就死了。它那个寿命呢短，这个畜生这个寿命长。你如果不杀它，它可以活很久很久。那么至于那个米，你就杀它不杀它，它只是那么一个短短的时间，它就到死的时候它就死了。所以这个里边呢，你要分析起来，这是很多的道理可以研究的。
What is more, plants have very short lifespans. The grass, for example, is born in the spring and dies within months. Animals live a long time. If you don't kill them, they'll live for many years. Rice, regardless of the conditions, will only live a short time. So if you really look into it,There are many factors to consider, and even science hasn't got it straight.
懂了没有他
？Get that?
他说什么？
不一定。
是啊。
不一定。
Right.
我知道他不一定。
I know you're not for sure.
Do you understand?
Not for sure.
I know you aren't sure.
好像这个蚊虫啊，这个蚊虫啊，这你看着千千万万，这整个山这么多蚊虫，这只是随着一个人的那个灵性变得这么多，啊，不是说是这个一个人的灵性就变一个蚊虫，那一个人会变无量无边那么多蚊虫。
Another example is the mosquitoes. The millions of mosquitoes on this mountain may simply be the spirit of one person which has transformed into all those bugs. It's not the case that a single human spirit turns into a single mosquito. One person can turn into limitless, boundless number of mosquitoes. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. The more I say, the more you will disbelieve.
这个最高的喇嘛，这个达赖喇嘛，西藏那个喇嘛，他是吃肉的，因为他们那个住的环境是需要的，这么冷的一个地方，他们怎么样好像对峙这个吃肉的这个关系，他们有什么办法？他问这么多的问题，是不是他不能停止吃肉？ Are all the questions you're asking because you can't stop eating meat?
Question. The Dalai Lama, the highest Lama in Tibet, eats meat because Tibet is a very cold place. What is his view on eating meat?
Are you asking these questions because you can't stop eating meat?
他，郭维他实在的是已经二十多年来问他自己这个问题，来讨论他在他心里，想一想这个问题实在的，他说吃肉可以不吃肉也可以，他就是要看水平高度多大，这就是。I've
been asking myself this question for 20 years now. I can eat meat. And I can also not eat meat. I believe it's a matter of degree.
你问他是信达赖喇嘛，是信释迦牟尼佛？
Do you believe in the Dalai Lama or do you believe in Shakyamuni Buddha?
<笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑><笑> 刚抽筋了，抽筋了。那么达赖喇嘛吃肉，他吃不吃肉我不知道。我听说达赖喇嘛是吃素的，但是他以下的喇嘛很多是都是吃肉。那么就算达赖喇嘛他也吃肉，那么释迦牟尼佛不主张吃肉，他是要。 跟着达赖喇嘛学着吃肉啊，是要跟着释迦牟尼佛不吃肉呢？
Do you believe in the Dalai Lama or do you believe in Shakyamuni Buddha?
Well, I believe in the Buddha, but I, well...
Well, I don't know if the Dalai Lama eats meat. I've heard that he is vegetarian, but that many lamas under him do eat meat. Even if the Dalai Lama himself does eat meat, Shakyamuni Buddha did not advocate eating meat. Now, are you going to follow the Dalai Lama in eating meat, or follow Shakyamuni Buddha in not eating meat?
他的问题就是弟子的翻译不对的。他要知道我信佛教的人有没有什么方法 对着这个吃肉的效果，这个你吃肉这个效果，you mean karmic level or physically? 就是对着这个犯这个深口深业这个深的恶业，会不会对着这个 犯善的恶业的这个效果，有没有什么方法的？
他说你怎么样犯错？
那我他我也明白这个吃肉的这个发生业报，他明白了你不应该吃肉的。可是有的时候他说他听有的时候人或者信佛教的人也可以吃肉，或者也想吃肉，他要知道那些个情形，那些个境界有什么方法或者看法来对击，或者对峙这个恶业，吃肉的恶业。
Do Buddhists have some way of counteracting the effect of eating meat on a karmic level? I understand the karmic retribution involved in eating meat. I know that we shouldn't eat meat. But I've heard that there are certain circumstances in which Buddhists can eat meat. I was wondering what your views on this were.And whether there was a way of counteracting the bad karma of eating meat.
这个佛呀、也吃肉。佛吃肉啊，不是自己杀的生，这叫三净肉，就是比丘、出家人也可以吃肉，这居士也可以吃肉，就可以吃三净肉。什么叫三净肉呢？就是不见杀，不闻杀，不为我杀，这叫三净肉。我没有看见人杀这个生，我也没有听见这个生，这个畜生啊，他要死那时候那种哭的声音，那种哭叫的声音，这叫不闻杀，不为我杀。这个畜生不是为我自己杀的。这个肉要喂的身体软绕可以吃的。那么并且佛是托钵到外边去化缘去。这化缘呢托钵化缘，有的托钵其实啊，人有的人给他什么他就吃什么。他不是啊他自己想要吃的，是旁人呢供养他的，他可以吃的。他不主张人吃，他吃肉不是他自己要吃的，是旁人供养他的，他自己不主张吃肉。
The Buddha ate meat, but he did not advocate eating meat. He himself did not want to eat it, but it was offered to him. Also, he did not kill the animals he ate. He condoned the three kinds of pure meat which could be eaten by bhikshus and lay people. What are the three kinds of pure meat?If you did not see the animal killed, it is pure. If you did not hear its cries as it was being killed, it is pure. If it was not killed expressly for you, it is pure. If you didn't see the animal killed or hear its screams as it died, and if the animal wasn't killed just for you to eat, in that case, if your body is weak, you can eat it. In the Buddha's day, the monks went out begging for food.And they ate whatever they were given. It wasn't that they could cook whatever they wanted to eat. They just ate whatever was offered to them.
他刚才说要找一个方法，这个吃肉，为什么修道的人不吃肉呢？就因为吃这个肉类增加人的隐欲心。修道的人不应该有隐欲心呢，所以就不吃这个帮助隐喻这种的饮食，这是最重要的一个道理，就是愿意清净，愿意不没有染污。
You want to be pure, undefiled, cultivate the way.
这是不吃肉的最要紧的一个原因。
That's the number one reason for not eating meat.
OK, 你有时间了吗？可以到那边去大回乡，这把这儿把牌位烧了，到那边去。
就做大回向。
好。
嗯，那么这儿就现在就烧，分这个牌位好吗？
好。
嗯。嗯，然后到那地方去，去显显尘土。
你会不会要翻译这个？
Your great transference is out into the field. We'll do it out there.
But why is it that cultivators of the way should not eat meat? It's because eating meat increases people's sexual desire. Cultivators should have no sexual desire, and so they should consume food and drink which do not stimulate desire. That's the most important reason, really, for practicing vegetarianism. Cultivators must be pure and undefiled. That is the most important reason for not eating meat. Okay, we can do the great transference now and recite the Buddha's name. Burn the plaques when we recite the mantra for rebirth in the pure land.